everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. You are hanging out with me, Kayla, and we are taking a look at some headlines on this day in history. Now, today it is Friday. Congratulations! It is July 31st, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 7월 31일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Well, let's take a look at it here. This one is from 1989. And to be honest, this one I found to be very confusing in a way here. So I'm just going to say it's about paper consumption. And we'll read it off in Korean first, and then we'll tackle it in English. Let's take a look at it. It says, 국민 1인 총이 수비량 세계 28위. And so what that's saying there, that 국민 1인, 1인 there, that 1 is the 1 and 인 is the kind of like person, counter for person. So when we have 1인분, 2인분, 3인분, 4인분, these are like 1 person, 2 person, 3 person, 4 person servings. Or in this case here, we're talking about per person regarding paper consumption. That's what that 종이 수비량 is. 수비량 is consumption, and then 종이, of course, is paper. And they're talking about how in the whole world, 세계, 세계 is the world, it is 띵띵띵 위. 띵띵띵 위. 위 is kind of the term for the place, so you can think of it as like the TH or RD or ND when we add into like first, second, third, fourth. And in this case, it says 28위. And so 28위 means that it's 28th place here. And according to the article, at this time in 1989, they were kind of trying to measure the country's quote-unquote cultural level. And they measured it by paper consumption and ink consumption per capita. And so according to the writer of this article here, he felt that Korea was super far behind the quote-unquote advanced countries because of there was such a small consumption of both ink and paper in Korea compared to those other countries. For example here, paper consumption per person was 28th place in 1987, and they were at about 70.5 kilograms, but that was only 23.6% of what the U.S. was doing, which was 297 kilograms. And I mean, even a place like Taiwan at that time was taken 16th place, and they had 129 kilograms per person. So this writer here was like, oh, in Korea, we only have 70 kilograms per person? That's like super far behind. And so according to the Korea Printing Culture Association, there was this whole joint response to strengthen international competitiveness sort of thing that they were looking at. And they wanted to kind of improve their paper production because a lot of those countries like the U.S., Japan, Canada, China, at the time the Soviet Union and West Germany, they were all kind of producing much more. And so they were also talking about the ink consumption as well, which in Korea was at about 440 grams, whereas if you compared it to the U.S., Japan, and at the time West Germany, they were all at about the 2,000 gram marks here. So there was this huge gap in terms of usage. But in my opinion, that is such a bizarre way to kind of judge or calculate a cultural, like a country's cultural level. I don't know, like for me, you look at the size of the United States and the population density in terms of like the US and China and places like that. And so for me, I was just like, this just seems like a very bizarre thing. But also, it's very weird reading about this now in an era where we kind of talk about, you know, climate change, 기후변화, and like we talk about global warming, and we talk about things like environmental safety regulations and go green and all these different things. And to hear about how at the time they wanted to like kind of encourage and promote more paper production and consumption and ink consumption, it's just very interesting to see how times have changed so much since 1989 compared to now. Like as of now, I do still use like paper planners in terms of when I write notes or things like that. But I generally use my phone for almost everything. My entire calendar, life, notes, things like that. I keep them all on my phone and on my smart devices. So I'm kind of curious about you guys. Do you like write on paper, like on paper often? Or do you rather write your notes and stuff on computers or on smart devices or things like that? 네, 여러분은 노트할 내용이 있으면 종이에 적으시나요? 아니면 컴퓨터나 핸드폰에 많이 적으시나요? Let me know on our TBS EFM YouTube live stream page. I'd really like to hear your thoughts on this. I'm curious. 네, 50번에 유료 문자 샵 1013으로 보내주시거나 인스타그램 @koreangenius1013 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글로 알려주세요. 주점을 통해 커피 쿠폰 드릴게요. And our next song here is called 시치미 and it's by the Papercut Project. Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. Now, we were just talking about when you write memos or notes, what you guys use. And Bea here says, bruh, watercolor paper is so expensive. I give up on trying watercolor because that medium is so, so, so expensive. I actually know this too because I also like to play around with watercolors and bruh, yeah, it is really expensive there. That is not a cheap hobby to have or a cheap love or passion, whatever it may be. So yeah, I feel you, Bea. That's a hard one. Clouds here says, I use my phone, then transfer it to my quote-unquote planner. I just feel like if I write it, there's a 75% chance of doing it. I actually am very similar. So I do have my planner, like a paper planner, and then I have my phone, and I always make sure I write in both of them because for me, rather than like doing it, it's more of making sure everything is organized and that there's no kind of 겹친 and go, like what is that, where it overlaps and stuff. So I make sure that my schedules are planned out, that I don't get mixed up, and so I can confirm, was this right? Yes, it is. Okay. So my friends all know, if it's in Kayla's planner, it's happening. Akane Guacamole here says, I usually write my notes on my phone because I use it for the whole day. So it's more easy to me to read those notes and remember what I need to do. Absolutely. I feel like having something that you carry with you all day, definitely it makes it easier to not only check it and confirm it when it kind of pops in your head, but also just, you know, if it's with you, you kind of are thinking about it more. For me, bits of pieces, like when you use those, what are those memo pads or anything, and you stick them somewhere, I will lose that. I will lose it in 0.2 seconds. So it's not useful for me at all. And then we also have a message here from 3324님. It says, 저는 주로 메모지를 써요. 어디든 잘 붙고 크기도 적당해서 공부 필기할 때나 뭐 투두 리스트 쓸 때 그리고 친구 등에 붙이면서 장난칠 때 즐겼어요. 아, 그쵸. 친구 등에 그 붙이면 되게 재밌죠. 근데 솔직히 저는 아까 그 영어로 얘기했었는데 만약에 제가 메모지를 쓰면 좀 쉽게 잃어버릴 수도 있었잖아요. 그래서 저는 그냥 그런 메모지를 쓰는 대신에 보통 플래너이나 뭐 핸드폰 캘린더에 놓고 아니면 뭐 무슨 그냥 톡방에서도 그 메모를 가끔씩 써요. 근데 이런 메모지를 제가 자주 잃어버리니까 조금 위험해요. It's a little dangerous here. I might be like, ooh. I think I need to be careful with where I place those memo things because I will lose them. But this one here made me laugh because he's like, oh, it's really nice because you can also stick it on your friend's back and like play games with them or like, you know, tease them and stuff. Oh, that made me laugh. I did that all the time. Thank you so much for your messages, everyone. I loved it. But now it's time to get to our final headline. Let's get to it. Headline Korean. You guys know how it goes here. I'm going to take this headline, break it on down, make it nice and easy, and give you that key information that you need in order to understand what's going on in the news. So, keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. And now, today's article is going to be about something very important, your eye health. 네, 오늘 기사의 주제는 눈 건강에 대한 내용이네요. Now, for me here, I feel like this is very important for all of us. So make sure you're tuned in. We're going to tackle it first in Korean, and then we'll switch it on over to English. Let's take a look. It says, 여름철 집콕이든 언택트 여행이든 눈 건강 주의 기울여야. And so what that's saying there, that first part is the 여름철. So you guys remember we talked about 철 for like 장마철, 여름철. It's that summer season. And it says, pay attention to your eye health, whether or not it's a staycation or that quote unquote untacked traveling or untacked vacation. And so 집콕, as you guys remember, 집콕 is that staying at home. We say in English now staycation. So 집콕 is staycation. And then this 언택트 여행, if you guys remember, is that kind of traveling to a place where it's not very crowded. You're not going to have a lot of contact with people. So they're using the Konglishy word of untact instead of contact. It's confusing in English, but in Korean it makes sense. So whether or not you're doing any of these things, they said pay attention to your eye health, because 눈 is eyes, as you guys know, 눈, and then 건강 is talking about health. So you smush them together and you get eye health. And then finally it's saying that 주의 기울여야. And 주의를 기울이다is basically, 기울이다is like, what do I want to say? Paying attention to something. So you need to just kind of focus on that. Make sure it's a thing in the back of your mind. And they're talking about how when people were asked in this survey what they wanted to do for their kind of, you know, vacation time, most people picked domestic traveling. Some kind of picked that 호캉스, which is the hotel vacations. And some people, of course, picked 집콕, which is the staycation at home. But basically, they were talking about how some people also wanted to do those untacked vacations and going to like valleys or forests or very like kind of less populated islands or something like that. But they said you need to be careful for your eyes because of two reasons. No matter where you go, you either will have exposure to ultraviolet lights, so things that can reflect off the sand or off of, you know, the water, and that can really affect your eye health. Also, if you're staying at home and you're doing 집콕, you also will be using your cell phones, your TVs, your tablets more, of course. That's what we use. And that also can really affect your eye health. And they said, if you are using those, for every 40 to 50 minutes you use these electronic devices, you should have 10 minutes where you're kind of looking at a distance, where you're focusing on something in the distance. So that way your eyes can kind of adjust and kind of keep in sync there. So for me personally, I always have to remember this because I got a LASIK surgery, not LASIK, LASIK surgery. So LASIK 수술 받았거든요. So when I think about this, I want to make sure that my eye health stays pretty healthy here, because I don't want to ruin what I got my when I got my eyes fixed here. But I always worry about you guys and just want to make sure your eyes are taken care of and that, you know, everyone's healthy and good. So just make sure you guys keep that in mind no matter what you're doing over the summer vacation. But are you guys like me? Do you keep your eyes healthy? Do you really think about that? Let me know in the TBS EFM YouTube live stream page, and be honest, I want to know your real thoughts there. 네, 여러분은 눈 건강을 위해 노력하시는 편인가요? 50원의 유료 문자 샵 1013으로 보내주시거나 인스타그램 @koreangenius1013 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글로 알려주세요. 추첨을 통해 커피 쿠폰 드릴게요. And now our next song here is by Kim Carnes. It's called Bette Davis Eyes.